I need to feel safe in this new world of risk. Here is an economics lesson for you. I'm going back more than years than I'm happy to remember from my university days as I share it with you. It's about risk and uncertainty, two very different things. Risk is a probability that you can measure, such as the probability that someone you know, including yourself, will die or become seriously ill in the next 5 years. There's a lot of data around the experience of other people with similar characteristics to you, and you can make a good estimate. And there will have been risk measures of the likelihood of a pandemic developing over, say, a 5-year period. Pretty low, perhaps, and maybe the estimates would have been very wrong, but this would have been a factor of risk, and therefore measurable in some sense. So what of uncertainty? Well, this is a development in the future that you cannot measure the probability of, and indeed you can't really define it or put your hands on it. You just don't know. And of course we live with uncertainty all the time, because the future is never really known, is it? And we all know that forecasting is a mug's game. Never make forecasts, especially about the future, in the immortal words of Sam Goldwyn. And he was right. And so we live with uncertainty all the time, not really knowing what will happen, not the detail of it, the whys and the whats, the whos and the what ifs. Uncertainty is in the air we breathe, and like the fish, the water in which we swim. And yes, we may hold on to a rail that appears solid, or be standing on a rock that appears firm, but we never really know how solid or firm it is, do we? Yet we survive, and we prosper, and we plan, and we prepare life as it is. So just allow yourself to take all the time you need to slow down now, to settle down now, as a sea can settle down when the wind calms and the waves gentle themselves. Or it might be that you can recall times when the sun begins to go down and the summer heat fades and there is a moment of calmness and stillness that becomes a long time. How, I wonder, is your body responding to the slowness and stillness and heaviness? And your limbs deepen down, you can feel the weight of your legs all the way down to the tips of your toes. That's right, you are relaxing now and opening yourself to all that you need to prepare for the adventure of the new time that is coming now. And you will remember and recall times from your past when you are so pleased and proud of what you had accomplished at that time. An exam passed, a friendship or a love that asked much of you, a project when you got something right, or perhaps a great plan coming right, and it was a success of sorts. Perhaps a great success. Stay with your accomplishments and your pride now. As you do, you will feel the excitement and be aware of the adventure and the challenge and the risk that you took. You aimed a little higher, or a great deal higher, and the arrow swept up to its target. And at that moment, you realized it was worth it. And that accomplishment and achievement and success must be earned by effort and even grind and disappointment at first. It may be an alluring thought to win a big lottery prize, but that is not an achievement that you can be proud of, is it? So as you stay with the striving and the stretching and the aiming high, you can feel yourself readily energized to what may be now approaching. Fearfully excited and excited in your caution. Yes, that's right. But right now, do you know that it is not the knowing and the knowing very well, the not knowing, that is creating the doubt and desire to hold off and feel safe and hide away, even though the better part of you is holding on to that excitement? We never know everything or even very much, do we? But in this moment, you hear my voice and you recall the adventures of the past. You might be excited by the not knowing and the adventure of not knowing and the movement towards to higher vantage points, so you can then look down and see where you have come. And as you look back on this time now, on this lockdown and big change time, and what will be the lessons that you have learnt, I wonder. What will you have discovered of yourself that pleasure you, and what will you have learnt and relearned and discovered of your life now, and your friends and your family that pleases you and encourages you and comforts you? And how have they been, and how have you made them better and stronger? It will all be there as you look back, and now as you look forward. How good is that? And you are ready for the disappointments, and you know you will learn and move and go higher still, as you always have. Your arrow is aiming high. Very good. And now I will count down and you can return. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And do please listen to this again and again as you build up your muscles and regain your desire. And do find time to look at my website, andrewmrichardson.co.uk. That's right, andrewmrichardson.co.uk. Thank you.